The only social media app that doesn't tell you what the Chinese government wants you to hear. Or the FBI, either.
The coercive power of government.
Download the free Seville 1075 app.
Surveillance mics sold separately.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
We got a bunch of gun law restriction bills coming up, which will make it out of our committee and which will make it out of the Senate, but will get just as quickly killed in the House.
And thank goodness for that, for the things that were passed yesterday. Inbox at joe@wchv.com, full of questions. Joe, I thought you liked Tim Longo. There's Tim Longo saying, grab the guns. All right, let me, well, here is Tim Longo on what the deeds bill is being pitched to the media as.
There's a tremendous amount of sensitivity and concern around a tragedy that happened here on grounds. And, you know, in the aftermath of something like this, people have questions. And a lot of those questions deal with process. And right now we're looking at the process of how we utilize our law enforcement assets to prevent something like this from happening in the future.
So this is what, and we talk about this nuance between elected sheriffs and political appointee police chiefs. All the time. We watch it play out in the courtroom, says Rochelle Brackney's lawyers say, come in for appeal. Gee, like we're surprised. it would have been surprising if they had said, like, ah, well, we tried. But so you hear an employee of the University of Virginia saying a lot of, well, insubstantive things about process. And the key point in this is, the kid who did the shooting on grounds in November had already had a student call the administration and say, I think this kid has a gun, where he's not supposed to. I'm not sure how it all went down, but there was a report that this kid had a gun. He's not supposed to have a gun on grounds, but it's an administrative internal fine. So what Cree Deeds Bill does is it makes it a state crime, which means Tim Longo and his UVA police can bust down more doors. That's all it is Tim Longo's police department now has more authority if this bill passes, and it's not going to make it through the House. I don't believe, unless you get some squishy Republicans from areas like Newport News and, you know, perhaps even around the Charlottesville areas, like, hey, it might not be such a bad idea to give the police department more authority to kick in some doors and start searching property. As well as the bill that would give the police the authority to kick in some doors and search to make sure your proper, even your legally owned firearms, which they have a list of, are properly stored and locked away if you have children under the age of 18 in your home. So if you have children under the age of 18, a bill passed yesterday that would give the, the law doesn't say the police have the authority, but there's no other way to enforce it than to say local law enforcement can execute randomized searches of legally owned gun owners' homes. I feel like I need to bring out the list of abuses and usurpations so I can get all my lawyer friends emailing me saying, sure, you're better than that. That's insurrectionist. Ah, the phrase that pays. More bills passing in the committees that would punish insurrection. And at some point, they're going to create, you know, the old story arc in DC Comics, you know, did Batman create the Joker, or did the Joker, Jack Napier, create Batman? I really feel that the one finger on my right hand that has actually been properly broken with a foul ball while I was wearing the tools of ignorance, as they call it in baseball, the haters on Reddit and Charlottesville's media Reddit say, Joe Thomas admits he's an ignoramus. I was a catcher for all the time I've ever played baseball. I love catching. I love being the catcher. And I've taken a couple of foul tips on some fingers and my face and other body parts we don't discuss here. But one particular is broken in such a way that the last joint on it doesn't quite straighten out. So when you stretch it out, and it's the one right in there, it's the second from the left, the second from the right, kind of right there in the middle. And if you hold it up, it's got this interesting little bend to it. And I feel that way about these insurrection bills. Starting to feel like, you know what? Homie ain't playing. And thank goodness we have this split legislature. Because you think of some of the things. I mean, you know, never mind Kathy Tran's abortion up until the baby's crowning bills that passed in the short period of time we gave the Democrats full control of the House and Senate. And I hate to make it like this because I know there are people like Chad Peterson out there who have, you know, more nuanced thought processes. But unfortunately, we're dealing with this bunch of ideologues whose membership requires more fealty than the, quote, opposition party. And it's that mania, it's that blood-curdling pursuit of things like these gun laws that won't do a darn thing that makes me feel like my lawyer friends are going to be disappointed when we come back from break and I start reading a 200-some-odd-year-old list of abuses and usurpations and see if any of them start to strike you as familiar sounding.
We have been around for almost 90 years.
Blame on both sides.
And not a sign of any slowing down.
But you also had very fine people on both sides.
Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Adams, Mason, Franklin, Gary Ames, and Washington. Rutledge, Hancock, Wilson, Wythe, Sherman, Adams, Hall, and Rodney, Penn, and Dickinson.
For the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence and the 37 who signed the Constitution.
And here's to you, Mr. Jefferson. We all miss you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mr. Madison. Heaven help these fools that legislate. Rights away, our rights away.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Thank you, Mike Church. If you're ever looking for that song, it's Mike Church put it together. Not Mr. Church from the Expendables movie. So tell me, since they're going to call us it anyway, and every time I do this, I will get emails and text messages from friends saying, Joe, you're sounding a little... I said, this is 200-something years old. I'm just asking, does any of this sound familiar? These are from this arcane little document that some will have you believe was written by some rampant racist white supremacist. No, not Woodrow Wilson. No, not Margaret Sanger, not Harry KKK Bird. No, not that. Not those actual races. So let's begin to prove this, writes this. Now understand that this list comes after a little piece called the preamble. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and amongst those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to ensure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the governed. You ever hear of that? By the way, from memory. But this part I've written down and I've annotated, I've used highlighter and I've picked out certain ones because some of them still not quite there yet with where we are with our government. But from the abuses and usurpations list. Now understand the Declaration of Independence was a legal filing like Rochelle Brackney's legal filing against the city of Charlottesville and 10 of her employees. This was a legal filing under Magna Carta saying we no longer recognize King George III's authority over us for these reasons. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world, this long hair from Charlottesville wrote. He, the King of England in this case, has refused to his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. I'm telling the Department of Justice to stop enforcing drug laws. I'm not going to change them, but I'm just saying to law enforcement, you get to pick and choose what laws you enforce. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
I'm the Commonwealth's Attorney of Albemarle County, and I'm not going to prosecute theft from other citizens anymore because, it's just reparations.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Underlined that one and highlighted it twice. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. So who exactly is in the Home Office of Twitter manipulating the news feeds? Who has access to the data collected by Facebook and Instagram? Who is that again? Soldiers in your home through your computer? He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. The Declaration of North America, most recently. Are you watching how many of your Senate leaders are in Davos, wining and dining with Klaus Schwab and all the... Never mind Kyoto. Back to the abuses and usurpations. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us. For protecting them by mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. For imposing taxes on us without our consent. I know. That 14th Amendment, you know, gives them the right to tax, you know, for whatever reason. For depriving us, in many cases, the benefits of trial by jury. Did you see a whole bunch of new Oath Keepers are now banned from the public in general? Outcasts, unclean for insurrection and seditious conspiracy. Just found guilty yesterday. And they're the lucky ones. They've actually seen the inside of a courtroom. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us. Interesting word. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. There's a lot of interpretation you can weave into that one. I mean, we haven't even talked about Sharia law in how long? Caliphate? How long has it been since we've mentioned the extremist ideologies that say, if you don't agree with my religious dogma, I must kill you? So these were written 200 years ago, and This was after guys like Patrick Henry finally got the Virginia General Assembly woken up enough, woke, to say, hey, yeah, what is going on? Because even as this document was written, the country was split on whether we should be independent from Great Britain or not, because we were afraid of the French and their Native American terrorist battalions that would come in and raid our frontiers along the Mississippi River and the Ohio River at the behest of the French. And believe me, it wasn't easy, you know, accepting the French's help after all that, because people knew who it was that was actually inciting those insurrections, those terrorist invasions. But take that document in abstract, take it, you know, and wash it around and think about those were the abuses and usurpations led to our battle to expel an occupying army from our liberties. And then look at some of the bills. And yes, I understand. They're not going to pass the Virginia House of Delegates because they're Republicans and they. Yeah, for all my friends in the Republican Party who wonder why everyone's so concerned, yeah, go back through the last 10 years and point to all the Republicans that found it in their heart to say, yeah, maybe the police should kick down some doors and try to investigate to see who's got these guns that shouldn't have them.
Stand up for dissident journalism.
Never gave you the impression that I might be interested in helping Laszlo escape.
Joe Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Inside the policy, you need a law. You need a rule. You need the coercive power of government to say, do this.
Joe Thomas in the morning, 434-964-1075. So I know you're flinching. Am I going to get charged with insurrection or seditious conspiracy if I listen to Joe Thomas in the morning? And the answer is no. And there's a simple reason for it. A guy many years removed from Thomas Jefferson, but cut from the same bolt of fabric, said it all for us. And so I enter into evidence my chief testimony on our behalf.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Amen. Amen. So that's that. We're not changing it, but we want America to do what America said it's going to do.
I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country. Maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Now, to be fair, he was dead the next morning. But when the authoritarians, when the statists, and the reason you feel disquiet when you look at the bills that passed the committees on justice out of the Senate after killing all the bills that would have protected unborn children, they seem very interested in protecting the ones that are at least collecting some federal subsidy to go to a university. SB 1139 passed, that's the storage of firearms in a residence where a minor is present. That gives the authority to the local law enforcement to come in and search your home to make sure you're in compliance with this. I think right now the claim from Boyko is that, oh, no, no, you, there would have to be a report of it in order for us to do anything. So it's toothless. I'm not saying I want it to be toothy, but again, it's a dog and or pony show or pony boy. Isn't that one of President Biden's made-up childhood friends? And then SB 1484, firearm or explosive material carrying within Capitol Square or buildings state-owned or leased. And this is where Tim Longo comes into the fray. He was giving testimony there on behalf of Senator Deed's bill, because he wants the authority to go find the guns on grounds.
There's a tremendous amount of sensitivity and concern around a tragedy that happened here on grounds.
Of course.
And, you know, in the aftermath of something like this,
you can use it.
People have questions. And a lot of those questions deal with process.
Oh, as in, how is it this kid was a red flag to you guys and nobody found anything? Because they don't have the authority to do searches under this current structure. So what they want is to restructure this. So if somebody waves a red flag and calls the anonymous tip line at the University of Virginia Police Department, they can go start turning over dorm rooms. And how many kids have been at the emergency room with overdoses on marijuana gummies, the THC gummies? Look, actually, I think one of them says Skittles on it. Has Skittles actually gotten into the THC gummy business? Is that Seagram's that owns them? That shouldn't be a surprise. Surprised they don't have Seagram's gin-flavored Skittles, too. But we can kick your door in and search to make sure that you've got your firearm stowed properly, but the THC-laced Skittles can lay on the counter where your five-year-old can get them, right? That's the Commonwealth of Virginia right now. And so when we read the 18th century abuses and usurpations from our foundational document, one of the reasons they want to get rid of Jefferson is they can get rid of these foundational documents. This is why they're continuing to push the Jefferson-Madison Regional Library to drop the names under the banner of they are racist slave owners. So that the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the U.S. Constitution can go piff.
Because you never would want a government based on the work product of a racist, Joe, would you?
You mean like Woodrow Wilson? And all the technocrat stuff that he and his Birth of a Nation watching goons brought into bear in the 19th and the beginning of 20th century? Those racists? You want to play? Let's play. My sleeves are rolled up. I'm sick and tired of this. This is where Yumpin Yimini 50 is going to email me and say, oh, you better take a Valium before you, you know, plots on the air, Joe. My last good nerve is strung tight on some of these things. And yes, as Mark Peake told us, these aren't going to go anywhere.
We got a bunch of gun law restriction bills coming up, which will make it out of our committee and which will make it out of the Senate, but will get just as quickly killed in the House.
I see. That's where you've grown a little disquiet, because you can see where no Democrat would ever vote in favor of a life-affirming, life-protecting bill regarding, oh, I don't know, a pregnant mother seeing a sonogram. They would never. They can't break ranks because they would be primaried by somebody like Sally Hudson in their district. The punishments will be subtle. But Republicans, You got a couple of Republicans. All you have to do is figure out which Republicans live in and around Newport News, the Charlottesville area. How many of them would say, well, this one kind of, you know, and Tim Longo, and we like Tim Longo, and Tim Longo is a good guy, and he's been, you know, but no, no, and no. What part of shall not be infringed? Has been lost on you. What part do you not understand? Shall not be infringed means simply that, shall not be infringed. And so, you know, I'm not angry, I'm not upset, I'm just, you know, we're here, and we must do these things, like Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine and all those folks did years ago. We have to stand up against them and say, not on this watch. Or we go along with it, hoping that they leave us alone on our little piece of property until they come along and say, yeah, the General Assembly just voted that ownership of property is a violation of our new diversity, equity, and inclusion laws.
Delivering all the news Central Virginia needs since 2001 without any price increase. Ever. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Show off. That's my last good nerve. Sure, they can play that when my last good nerve gets strung tight. I couldn't carry a tune if you gave me the handle. So while they're picking and grinning on my last good nerve, you say, why, Joe? Why are they playing dueling banjos on your last good nerve? Why would they do that? Why is it bothering you? It comes down to this part and this piece of the abuses and usurpations. He has combined with others to subject us to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. So a lot of what is going on in the Virginia General Assembly, there's a bill today, Senator Amanda Chase has a bill stopping Dominion from, or I guess Appalachian and the other electric utilities, are the smart meters that are mandated by a treaty that the U.S. Senate has never ratified. They've never bothered to actually treat it like a treaty, but Kyoto is this demigod that they all bow and face at sunset each afternoon. And the public health emergency of climate change, coupled with the public health emergency of gun violence, will be coming for lockdowns, restrictions, business restrictions. And all of it is based on stuff that we never legislated. We just shrug and say, Kyoto, climate change, Al Gore. And we shrug, and our elected representatives, many of them common sense Republicans, will play get along to go along because climate change. How many of these folks, you know, come from areas like Hampton Roads or Northern Virginia where they listen to Barbara Comstock? I mean, the Comstock load is delivered regularly to the University of Virginia grounds. And she will just go on and on and on about the global, you know, statist authoritarians and how great it is to have a pool of great minds all thinking about ways to organize our life. And she was a Republican. So how are you worse off to have Jennifer Wexton in the 10th district? Now, Hung Cao would have been different. But remember, we didn't get to know about Joe Biden's classified documents until after Hung Cao had been dispatched from that campaign. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's AJ.
AJ, how you doing, my friend?
Like you, on my last good nerve.
You know, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to keep it light until we have to get dark, as Barney once said in The Expendables. But, you know, the point is, we've seen this movie. How is it? And for everyone who wants to say, this is sounding a little seditious, Joe, this is why I brought Martin Luther King in as evidence for the defense. All we're saying is, this is what you wrote on paper as the reason we're a country. If you want to change that, grow a set and try. Go ahead, I dare you. But, you know, they don't want to do that. They want to play in the shadows. They want to give unelected agencies authorities of law. They want to give international agencies authorities of law. And it all comes down to your rights to live your life. You don't own your electricity, even though you're paying for it. So we have to regulate it. You don't own your car. We want you to lease it. We want you to lease your property because owning property is racist. All of these things are not imagined. These are things that if you listen to their speeches, this is what they're saying on the podiums, AJ.
Well, that's what the scary part is. That's why they have to take the guns away. Because if you look at everything that Davos and the World Economic Forum and even our own government now with a digital currency, they know that we'll never do that. And they have to disarm you first. Once we're disarmed, all this stuff is going to drop on us out of the sky. They know that they'll never do a digital currency and then start cutting off your ability to buy meat or your ability to buy ammunition or your ability to buy gasoline each week. They know that when they put all these things into a place, that the people will rise up in this country. And the American spirit is insurrectionist. That's what this country is founded on. This is what it's in our blood. It's in our DNA to be insurrectionist. We're not supposed to just line up and just the government gives us our mandates. And then we say, yeah, okay, you know, we appreciate it. Thank you very much and go on our way. We've always been a people that will fight back. And that's why it's so important. And I would just want to know when we're going to start charging our politicians with insurrection, because their insurrection is to the Constitution, insurrection is to the Bill of Rights. Their insurrection is to the common man that gets up every day and puts his work boots on and goes to work and just wants to get a little bit, own a little piece of land to be left alone by the government.
Well,
and we're not getting to that.
Well, yeah, but this was the reason Madison wanted the people's representatives to turn over every 2 years, because he felt like that seemed like a reasonable amount of time to limit the damage any one bad actor could do. But now we see the super legislators of the Senate. We watch the president with his pen and a phone, executive branch, cabinet police. Each one of these cabinet offices have their own police department. None of this was imagined by even Alexander Hamilton, who wanted a centralized bank. And if you search U.S. digital currency in your news feed, there's PBS stories about the digital dollar. But it's two headlines down. FBI says North Korea-related hacker groups behind U.S. cryptocurrency hack. So this is what we want to establish? And that's the other point in this. These gun laws, all of these things, they don't change anything. You think MS-13 in Charlottesville just shot a six-year-old yesterday? A six-year-old's in the hospital for getting shot in what can only be, I'm sure this wasn't a legally owned firearm on Garrett Street. So how is this going to help them?
Oh, it doesn't help anybody. But, you know, the founding fathers, like our media, that's one of the biggest problems. Look at Fox News now, supposed to be the conservative voice, or supposed to be lean Republican, in your own news feed this morning. Now there's a home invasion that killed two people and wounded three. It was a mass shooting. It was a home, you know, that would have 10 years ago or 5 years ago, that would have been just a home invasion and, you know, two people were killed. It wouldn't have been a mass shooting. Now, every time somebody dies, two or three, it's a mass shooting, no matter what it is.
And part of that, I'm coming up on my news here, so I'm going to have to run. And I'm going to address part of what that is, because there's laziness in there too, AJ, as well as agenda. But bless you, sir, and you have a great morning.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Inflation-proof listening.
Too many families are struggling.
Free of charge since we went on the air in 1933.
I get it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Montag, lieben, glauben, loben.
Joe Thomas in the morning.
Ow.
Thank you for letting us be of service.
I got something to say.
434-964-1075 is how you say it to me, or you can email it to us as well at joe@wchv.com. So this email comes in during the news from Ken, who says, Joe, it's the corruption inherent in the system. Ken. A system is a system. There is no corruption inherent in the system. There is corruption inherent in people, and people inherit a system. So when you say the system is corrupt and it needs to be torn asunder, see, now you're talking sedition and insurrection and all that. Me, I was reading the Declaration of Independence, and sure enough, a couple of my lawyer friends said, be careful, Joe, they're out there looking for insurrectionists. There's another bill that's working its way through the General Assembly. Will prohibit anyone who is connected to January 6th or seditious insurrection banned from ever even being employed in the public sector in Virginia. You think all the Republicans are going to vote against that? The way all Democrats vote against, bills that protect life? And this is why you're disquiet in the morning. Because it only takes a couple of Republicans from the Newport News area to say, yeah, maybe we should just ban all the guns. Because there's a baby, there's a six-year-old child teacher, and I need to be seen on TV on the local evening news standing up for the teacher. And you just break a couple of Republicans free and you win. And all of a sudden owning a firearm in Virginia is tantamount to illegal. Oh, you can own it. Can't take it anywhere. Got to keep it in a locked box. Got to let the police officers come into your house to do spot inspections, despite the Third and Fourth Amendment saying you shouldn't have to. This is the only way to enforce it. The system isn't corrupted. A system is a system. Things is things. It's the people that are corrupted. And this is why Madison and with the consult of George Mason, really tried to develop a system that didn't rely on people to do things for one another. It didn't create a government that did things for its citizens. It created a government that got out of the way and let citizens do for themselves, at least in its onset. And as Washington warned us, after 8 years of administering this government, he warned us against political faction and political parties, especially political parties manipulated by overseas interests. Davos. 8 years. It didn't take a decade for the first president of this United States to say, I see a problem, because people are corrupted. The corruption's not in the system. The corruption's in the people. And the more you rely on the people to do things, the more it's going to be corrupted. The more, this is why I say to conservatives, stop asking elected officials to go to office and do things for you, because that's the same corruption that is inherent in the left wing's policies. So we sit here and we talk on the radio, I like this email from Frank playing along. Says, Joe, you talk a good game, and then an ad comes on from the Virginia Department of Health saying, get the jab. I can't help that. That's your tax money being spent on my radio station. I don't want the money. I'm sure my employer uses it to pay some portion of my salary. I don't want it. I don't get to choose that. Some of it is, you know, advertisements that have been paid for on the Premier Radio Network, the Cumulus Radio Network. So even if the hosts don't agree with the narrative, the ads that are forced on the affiliates do anyway. So don't hate on the system. The system isn't what's corrupted. We are. And the problem with politicians is that they, as vote-chasing populists, don't want to say it's the people that are corrupted. Because if you say a person is corrupted, then they might be 50 or 60% less likely to vote for you in the next time. I know that it's a really unusual campaign strategy for a, you know, I'm Congressman so-and-so, and I want you to vote for me because everyone is corrupted, and I'm going to go there and make sure the system isn't Some people talk about, you know, not weaponizing the system against, you know, we got Jim Jordan looking into it. But it's because we've given all this authority to them that they're going to use it against us. Let's take it back from them. That's why I'm such an ardent supporter of Convention of States. App.
All free. Always free. Inflation-proof information. WCHV.
Adams, Mason, Franklin, Gary, Ames, and Washington. Rutledge, Hancock, Wilson, Wythe, Sherman, Adams, Hall, and Rodney, Penn, and Dickinson.
For the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence and the 37 who signed the Constitution.
And here's to you, Mr. Jefferson. We all miss you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mr. Madison. Heaven help these fools that legislate. Rights away, our rights away.
And keep in mind, you know, part of the reason they do this is they believe they have a better idea as to what rights you want. These are the Cree deeds when he says, I want to take away your gun rights. It's because he has a whole different set of rights he wants to give you, because then you will be appreciative to him in a way that gets him, you know, reelected frequently. Ray kind of sums this up. First, Senator Deeds and Chief Longo would violate not only the Second Amendment, but the Fourth against unreasonable search and seizure. If memory serves, Chicago tried this some 40 years ago to deal with its, quote, gun problem. They decreed that since public housing was city-owned, police could go into apartments looking for guns whenever they wanted to. The Supreme Court said no. The apartments were the residents' homes, and even if they did rent them from the city, they were protected places. And that's the issue. This email, in my experience, anyone like Senator Deeds who will violate the civil rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment will also violate all the rest. But that's the thing, is they don't look at all the rest of those rights as even consequential anymore. They want to give you the right to a house. Not one that you own. No. Not one that you own. This is the you will own nothing, you will have no privacy, and you will never be happier. This is the Davos paradigm. Don't own anything, because that's racist. Because, truth be told, we cannot deny there was a time when people owned other people. If you asked them in the moment, they probably would have said they're not people. And it's horrific and it's heartbreaking and it's just embarrassing to even think that forebearers of ours thought that way. But the Davos crowd wants you to give up property ownership. They don't want you to own a car. They don't want you to own a house. They don't even want you to own the clothes on your back. And you'll be happy. And one of the underpinnings of the World Economic Forum is the message that communism keeps failing and all those people get sent to all those concentration camps because there were places like the United States standing around saying,
look at us, we're free, you can do whatever you want here.
Damn you. Who do you think you are? So the campaign, as Lenin said, is we will get the capitalists. Of course, he didn't mean just the United States. In Lenin's day, it was really more about the British and the French. We will get the capitalists to sell us the rope that we hang them with. Look around. Look around and see what's happening. As Mike Church's song says, look around you, all you see are people who want to give you, quote, rights. Cree Deeds wants to give you rights, to give you a place to live, give you food, give you transportation. You're not going to particularly like any of it, but you know, within a generation or two, you'll grow used to it. As long as we can get rid of people like you and me who remember what the Bill of Rights says regarding government soldiers stationed in your home, whether they be in person or through your social media and your digital platforms. We remember what you, being secure in your papers and your documents meant. Unreasonable searches and seizures. Not a prohibition on reasonable ones, but there was a process on which you had to prove reasonability. Our war on drugs got rid of that because we don't want to tip off the drug cartels that we might come, you know, searching their homes. Gee, that's really hurt the drug dealers. We got a six-year-old in the hospital in Charlottesville, you know, wounded, I presume, by a stray bullet by these, quote, marksmen that hold their automatic handguns sideways. Because it looks tough, thug culture, whatever you want to call it. It's not good for your marksmanship. You wind up hitting six-year-olds. But again, we have a gun problem, not a drug gang members holding guns problem here in Charlottesville. But don't worry, Cree Deeds is going to get you some rights, and I guess he's going to use Tim Longo to enforce them.
We deliver your morning news right to your smartphone. Woo-hoo! Download the free Seville 107.5 app from the Google Play or iTunes Store and WCHV.com.